So here we are at the last presentation of this mini course on how to develop a great attitude. This is sort of the wrap up. Like, what's something we can think about that just sort of encapsulates a positive attitude? And that is to cultivate an attitude of being a giver, not a taker. Giving attitude and great attitude go together. Luke chapter 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. A person who is a giver is treated with favor. That's a truth. Whether it's growing in the grace yourself and giving to yourself the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, or giving it to others through being a forgiver. This passage, the context, to give and shall be given to you, the verse before it says, forgive and you will be forgiven. And that word in the Greek is release, and you will be released. Forgive. And we talked about that in this session, about not developing bitter roots and holding on to them, but forgive others. The attitude of gratitude, the attitude of giving, changes your life. People are seen as takers. And if you are a taker, you will see yourself as a taker. Now people will say, can you be perfect in giving? No. I mean, we have this sinful nature. I'm talking cultivate the attitude of giving. To get a great attitude, sustainability, we read from Proverbs 11, verse 18, the wicked man earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. This is about giving again. It's about sowing righteousness, about sowing the fullness of a relationship with Jesus Christ, what that relationship means, how you live out the positive truth of resurrection, life, hope that we have for all eternity. It's how to then sow those sort of seeds and to invest in people. I'm going to go back to something that was talked about earlier, but I just want to end with really making this point clear. Overlook offenses. Ecclesiastes 7:21 and 22. Do not pay attention to every word people say, or you might hear your servant cursing you, for you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others. A giving person basically even looks at people who curse them in a positive fashion. Again, overlook offenses. I've observed, so this last presentation is just observing. I observe that the people who overlook offenses do well, and they have a great attitude. My mentors had that. I remember back, one of my early mentors was Marty Ozinga, and who's just been such a great man in my life, and he would be one to overlook offenses, and even like, you know, that person did this, that, and whatnot, and he would just model, let's work with that person, you know, and again, intelligently, not so they could bring harm, but not to hold a grudge, to overlook offenses. And Rich DeVos, another mentor, was always about, you know, let's not focus on that, let's focus on the future. And that is how to live. Many of us have so many offenses in our family, but overlook them. Many people have offenses in their work. But if you keep focusing on the offenses, you don't make an impact in who you are called to impact. You're stuck. It's so easy to get stuck. Really, to sum it all up, is givers bear much fruit. If you're a giver, you sow seed, you move on, you give to others, we read Galatians 5, and this is the last verse of this mini course. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. To be a giver, to give as you've been given to have that measure, to plant seeds like that, and to ask the Lord to help you serve Him in such a way that all you do is grow. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. All of that, as you give that, as you grow in that and give that away, it changes everything for you. Your attitude. You grow in those traits and you take responsibility for your life. You become a giver, not a taker. What happens is you become really positive. A positive person. Now, I want one little danger to watch out for. I am not saying be a giver to a constant taker, so you're an enabler who you're giving to people who just take, and but the pastor said to give. Now, my talk is about have that attitude of giving, and it might be that for a taker, you must give to them a boundary that helps them do well and keeps them away from blame, which we talked about earlier. That's still a form of being a giver. You're thinking of the best interest of others, not only yourself. So here we have it. We've gone through this mini course about how to get a great attitude. I would recommend that read books about positive thinking. I know some people go like, oh, positive thinking, but don't become the preacher against someone who's going through a bad time. So do not take this class and make it some sort of a stick and make people feel bad about how they don't have a positive attitude. I'm talking about you. This is for you, how you can develop a positive attitude. You know, I pray that each Christian will grow in the grace that is our Lord Jesus Christ and receive from Him the most positive news, and it so infects them and infuses in them a message. And that's this. And I started with this in this course. I end with this. Your sins are forgiven. Your life is in Christ Jesus. He is with you every day. When you pray, He listens to you. Death is taken care of. The grave was empty. For all eternity, you are alive with Christ in God. Your future is positive. You know, God was with us in the very beginning of time. He is with us in our lives right now, and He'll be with us forever. If that does not encourage a positive attitude, nothing will. So my encouragement for you is to grow in that and infect the world like a virus of joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, love, gentleness, self-control, all the fruit that the fruit of the Spirit might turn to seed, and that seed might bless others, that they too exhibit the fruit of the glory of God. That's a positive attitude.